This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, I'm Albert Davis, and I'm a solo staker on the Ethereum blockchain.
And I'm Tommy Harrell, and I'm a solo staker.
Both Tommy and I are crypto enthusiasts, navigating the world of Ethereum solo staking. We're not experts, but we're on a journey to learn more. So join us as we explore, learn, and stake our claim in the Ethereum network. Welcome to the Lone Stakers Podcast.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Uruk.
Human.
Uruk.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
You're adorable.
And begin.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Cult of Us. My name's Neil Wood. What's up? Who gives a fuck? It's Adam Nutter over there doing some shit.
Yep. Also, who gives a fuck?
You ever hate your own intros? You ever really not have fun immediately on the intro?
Every day.
That is true. I know. Yeah. And I know it's not trendy right now. It used to be trendy in the 90s to hate yourself. Now it's not trendy. So everyone's like, positivity. It's like,
children of the 90s, brother. We're always going to hate ourselves.
It's a thing. But, dude, I'm excited for it's Happy New Year, bro.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
It's good to see you.
Happy New Year. Same. I will say, I already been asked twice today at the gym, any resolutions? No, that's gay. I hate that. But what we should do is I think we start doing grudges for New Year's.
Oh, that's fun.
Like New Year's grudges. Like, fuck resolutions. That's boring. And no one follows through with them, but you will follow through with the grudge, 100%.
Yeah.
So I think we should take New Year's and make it just a grudge match for the rest of the year. Like, whoever maybe had beef last year with, like, your mother-in-law, and you want to be like, you know what? I'm ramping that up for the New Year. Like, you know, that's your New Year's grudge. You ramp it up tenfold for your anger management. Or no anger management. Like, no zero anger management. Just complete anger at all times. Ramp it up most you can.
I love this idea.
Yeah.
I truly do. Like, because, and also the rules of it are, if there are any, it's kind of interesting that, I know, there's no, but like, if you were to put someone, like, here's the fun thing of like, okay, who do you hate this year? Like, it's, and you get to rotate it. And that's almost healthier in a way, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, fucking Tim. I fucking hate Tim. And then you're like, resolution this year, grudge against Tim. That year passes. You're like, you know what? Adam Nutter. I'm not a fucking fan. And then I just grudge switch. Tim almost, then I'm like, now I did his year. And then you almost become friends with Tim. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because you've had, yeah. I like that. Okay. I like, because you're more likely to hold the grudge. And it's fun. You can play with it. You can, you know, you're making hate into a game. And anytime we know this, if we gamify it, it's going to be healthier first.
100%.
First.
If you add a first.
It's going to be healthier first, everybody. It's going to be healthier first. I'm starting 2024 in a sweet southern accent. I think some kind of Tennessee. I'm not sure. But, dude, I love it.
You
good shit.
Numbers, like a point system, too. You
really
get better with yourself. And you can even, you know, now you're like, it's competition. Also, maybe you can break it down for months of hate. So, like, the first 4 months you hate one person, the next different person, you know, it's like you could hate three people in one
like
month.
A fiscal
one
quarter? This fiscal quarter.
Yeah. A fiscal hate quarter. I think it's pretty good.
So nah, not too shabby.
Sure.
Fiscal hate quarter, maybe the episode. Love it. So far, we'll see.
I 100% think we should be doing that more often. Or you can even, even take it to a grudge like people you don't know personally. Like, you might hate a certain politician or actor or fucking musician or whatever. Hate that person for a year. Make it a campaign on Twitter, you know, just don't get banned.
Yeah.
Do you think? Go nuts.
Oh, I almost want to take the internet away from it. Damn, but yeah, you're right. That's going to be the thing. But then, see, because then it gets into a tough territory because I like a grudge because you harbor it, right? You harbor. It's deep in, but it's not ever present. Like, it's not like it's not at the top of your mind typically. The grudge is like, again, someone brings something up in the movie as well. It's like someone brings something up, but the instance happens where you... Tim comes up again. You know, oh, fucking, I hate Tims. All Tims I hate, you know. And that's kind of like a fun thing for your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, someone called this unhealthy, this is good. But this is healthy as fuck. The healthiest thing I've ever said.
I mean, I lost a point in there anyway. But again, dude, there's water leaking through the ceiling. We have a fun game set up. that we're going to do. Yeah, yeah, which is fun, which you're going to do. This is all horse shit up into this point. Just comics farting in bathtubs over here, fellas. But yeah, man, I like, yeah, the grudge thing, I'm down for. Resolutions are stupid. I agree, because I don't, yeah, it's just, and also, I think resolutions got mixed up with, like, goals, where it's supposed to be something, New Year's resolutions, I think, are supposed to be something that you, all, like, can accomplish already. Like, you're close to it. It's going to be something kind of easy, like a layup. You know what I mean? It's like the way I treat Catholics treat Easter, you know, when they have to fast, not fast, but typically the 40-day fast or the 40-day thing. Ramadan. I can't even remember.
You think of Ramadan? What do you think?
No, also Catholics do it. We abstain from during a certain what section.
Day? Not even.
No, like, you're supposed to do it for, it's, no, you're supposed to do it for a while. Like, this is what I mean. You grew up adjacent Catholic. I'm telling you, my aunt's a nun, Bubba. All right, listen.
What does she know?
Just 40 or 50 years of solid religion.
Doubt. I'm going to doubt her. I'm going
to
doubt her.
I understand. But I will say, yeah, you're supposed to, yeah, typically you would pick a thing, a habit, a food, or whatever, or and you would.
Lent.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, okay.
Lent.
Like,
yeah.
Fasting, like.
I know, but a lot of times because it comes from a fasting perspective. They typically would fast. Anyway, but like. Yeah, and then it became kind of broader, you know. But no, you're right. In some Islamic religions, it's like strictly a food fast kind of deal.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, I would just give up like the shit I hated anyway for Lent. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, and you do fast. Sorry. I'm sorry. You do fast as well. During Lent, remember, that you're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays. That's that dumb thing. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, one day. No, but like as a kid, you'd just be like, oh, man, you know what? Next 4 days, no broccoli for this guy.
Just, but.
You're like, I'm just going to substitute it with fucking Hershey's candy bars, man. I don't know. That's just,
every time.
Sacrificing for Jesus.
Yeah. Listen, when I commit to something, especially for the Lord, you're goddamn right, I'm going to follow. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. All right, I won't say goddamn after this one. All right, this is it. I'm done. Yeah, it's fun. Cool. I like that for everybody. Let us know who you got a grudge against. Make it your New Year's grudge. And I don't know, don't get weird. I wouldn't say violent is a thing I want you to do, but I want you to hold a nice grudge.
Hey, I'm not saying go out and, you know, yeah, cause mayhem. I'm just saying bring a nice, healthy hatred to someone's life. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to hold a grudge against the dum-dum that decided in Philadelphia at the age of 40-something last night to discharge 25 rounds into the air. And
it was New Year's.
It was New Year's. I know you were here, and listen, I still have a grudge against you, Adam. I know you stopped into the city, and I know you were firing rounds.
If I can't let some rounds go, I'll get arrested out here, but if I go into Philly and do it, it's just like I'm part of the fucking community.
You know? Yeah, it's just the other guys. It's just you just do a Philly pop. Guys, I thought it was a Philly pop. Let 25 go, right?
What?
You let 20.
I can't do it. Driving 35 minutes out of town to fucking shoot some rounds in the sky?
I don't know how much I'm allowed to say because I don't know what's exactly in the news report. But let's just say ears on the ground for this guy are saying that he did it. And when they found him, like, he immediately was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm not supposed to do, like, he apparently, the guns were legal. But he got so excited, he let off a bunch of rounds. And then when they found him, like, immediately they're like, hey, man, yeah, you're in, like, a severe amount of trouble. And all your guns are getting taken, even though they're legal from now on. And hey, no joke, they were like, the ears on the ground were saying, they were like, yeah, he just kind of was like, oh, I'm in a lot of trouble. Like, he just woke up. Like, I was like, dude, by the 23rd round, you didn't.
Bro,
like, 25 rounds.
That I've been thinking of recently. And, okay, that's like an obvious one, though, but it's still on the part of like, you don't know all the laws.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's kind of unfair.
Yeah. I like
it's kind of unfair where the law enforcement's like, that's legal. It's like, well, how did I know dumping this water here was illegal? Like, who the fuck knows that? It's not like I'm like, I'm not required to know all the penal law codes of every fucking county and state I live in. It's actually their job. But so, like, obviously, like, murder is the one you can't really not justify and stuff like that. But, like, stealing, like, shooting rounds.
Legal in Nevada. I'm pretty sure. Everything. I think. I'm not 100%. Is Nevada still a state? I got you.
it's as close to the Wild West you can get.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you know.
But I like this. Yeah, man. I agree.
Point is, it's kind of, so like that guy, like to him, that one's kind of a harder one to like justify. But he's generally like, I didn't know that was illegal. It's a little, bit where this white friend, he's like, I didn't know that was illegal.
Yeah, the white friend, yeah, drive it. Yeah.
Kind of like that. He's like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Yeah. You know, when you go to court, you're like, how did I know I couldn't touch this turtle? Or something like that. Like, it's crazy. It's kind of bullshit.
It's the only time, and I will say this, because I'm not flirting with these fucking idiots. The only time I agree with, like, the sovereign citizen thing.
Yeah.
don't do this. Don't peek at my
deal.
Because there is, like, if in the Wild West, especially the Wild West, it's kind of a perfect example of, like, you know, you've got acres between you and another human being where you can kind of govern your shit unto yourself.
It's still kind of like that in a lot of the country.
No, totally. We're a gigantic country. So, yeah, there's tumbleweeds across much of it. So
it's like your fucking neighbor's 40 miles now.
And I kind of get to think of, like, no, on this land, on this farm, all right, we discharge 25 rounds on New Year's Eve. But dude, could you imagine? I want, because she, the face of the guy when it happened. I'm telling you that he was genuinely like, he's like, oh, I'm not supposed to do that, right? Like he's like, I'm in a lot of trouble.
When they saw, you know what, dude? We're just gonna let you go with like a ticket or something. Like, it's like he genuinely didn't know. Again, it's like. More of a common sense, like, yeah, Brandon, you should probably, those have to come down somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Which, by the way, you would think, no one gets ever, I mean, I guess the chance, it must be the odds are, like, crazy high.
Well, also,
get hit from a flea.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, right? Because in terminal velocity, this is stupid. But let us know in the science section. I'm serious. If you kind of geek out a little bit and you do some searching, because let's be honest, I'm not going to do it. But in my understanding of it, once the projectile goes up, like that's the force, you know, it's expelling energy, boom, it hits a certain point and then starts coming down. But it doesn't fall with the same velocity. It's going to hit terminal velocity based on its weight, right? Yeah, why am I? I'm so smart right now. This is crazy.
That was pretty good, dude. Maybe.
But no, terminal velocity goes on its weight.
A limitless moment right now.
and because of its weight, if it's not perfectly balanced, remember, like an arrow or something like that, which it basically is. But I'm saying that I think sometimes it's a tumble, slowing it down. Right.
I know for a fact there was a.
It has happened.
It has happened. So like,
I remember the one I heard. Was a slight, well, the trajectory also for this one was way too arc. He didn't go up. It was like this. So he gave her a warning shot across the bow, buddy. You know what I mean?
He let her know. He had to let her know what's up. Back off the plate. He's crowding that plate. You got to back off. You got to back her up.
In this thing, I am thinking of also it's a softball game. it is an actual softball game. You're like, hey, Karen, you know I hate you when you crowd that plate. You know I hate that shit.
I know I winged your shoulder, but, you know, learned your lesson, Karen.
You know, the bowling her off from, like, the third base, like, over the pitcher's shoulder because the pitcher's, like, signaling. He's like, no, fire. Like, actually, you can put her one across the bow. We hate that she crowds.
The one for fastball is just like this. Like the fire.
And the whole sketch is we don't even see her. And then when... And then the moment when the crowd turns on her, because you're going to cut to her in the sketch. And when I'm saying she's a husky chick who's definitely crowding the plate, like super hands over and like way in. And you're like, oh no, fuck her. Like fucking what? No. Yeah. That'd be fun. Let's just say she wears comfortable shoes. So it's fun. Oh, dude. Okay, listen, we gotta get into this game. We got a fun little thing we wanted to do. A little something different. Boom. Overrated, underrated. Adam's holding up the game right now.
Yeah, by the way, join the YouTube if you're listening. YouTube.com/CultOfUs. Get on that page now.
Jump on and watch. You can see my gorgeous figure.
If you want to see fat tits and fucking weirdly in shape body, then you'll do that.
I am ripped. It is upsetting.
Yeah, I said if you want to see fat nips but a weirdly in shape body, you're the
depends,
guy.
Depends on the temp.
Right there.
Just saying.
Get him in a cold room, he looks great.
Sauna, it's a little bit of an issue. I just need a little breeze in a HKB room temp, but I need a little breeze just to firm up the old Olsen twins.
Want to avoid tropic climates? You know, it's not your best.
Oh, me and the dude, me and just like Guatemala. Like, oh man, I'm it's just abs and then nips for days. It is nips for days. This is a very simple game. It's literally just cards, and Adam is like situating the thing. It's taking 45 minutes to open the box.
Everything was like dying on, like my phone was dying on. I was trying to find a charger. I couldn't do it. But yeah, so the point of this game, like, this game is a little different. How we're gonna do it? Because how initially is each of us will pull, like I pull a card.
Adam, first. Is this funny? Really quick. I just noticed the panic that comes over the phone thing, like when it's about to die. When's the last time you turned off your phone?
Oh, like
off.
Not to just reset it. Like not an off and on.
I meant you were like. No, I mean off.
Oh. And it, 7 years ago. Like, I have no idea.
This is like a question that I don't want to fuck with, but like, I feel like it's funny because like everyone, no, I meant like purposely you turned it off. And a lot of people.
I actually just had a panic of talking about it.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people, like yourself, and sometimes where you're just like, because I've turned it off for hiking. I've been off for a day, days. You know what I mean? Like, there's no point in having it on. You're concerned.
Well, I logically get it, but I would still be like, well, it has to stay on. Like, you know, like that part of it. Like, I get it. You're not wrong.
I want to ask a crowd. I want to see the panic in a crowd's eyes. Like, when they're like, oh, I couldn't turn it off.
That's the Myers stroke.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck around with the crowd. Anyway, sorry. Setting up this game. Please do so.
So, again, normally it would be like either two people or more, and one person picks a card, and it's like a topic, and everyone around the group would have to guess what I would consider it, overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated. And it goes in like levels, like 1 through 5, but who gives a shit? That's dumb. So we're just going to do overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated. So I'm going to guess for what Neil thinks. Neil's going to guess for what I think, and... It's weird because like we agree with a lot, but we also disagree with a lot of things. So
that's what makes us good friends.
Yeah, like I love freedom. You're a commie. That's just how it is.
Yep. There we go. Okay. I prefer apparently. Apparently, everybody. I'm a communist. Which is you know, Adam. Think about it, especially with the framing of the camera at the moment, jumping to YouTube. The American flag is on my arm.
Yeah, I don't get the way.
Calling me a commie in a short sleeve T-shirt is almost impossible.
I know it's hard to do, and also my room was way more. I look like a hostage right now.
I haven't said it. I haven't done it because it's purely a visual joke. But like, yeah, I love because you just have a light placement where it's just like a rotating neon. And I will tell you, listeners, it just seems like an alien landing has happened off to his left. And I'm just waiting for a finger to kind of grab a shoulder and like play with him. And the alien's like, come back to bed. And I'm like, no, you've been getting broke on purpose.
You know? Badge is badge, bro. Why you don't?
Okay. All right. We're one show title, not possible, but I want it to be, but YouTube will kill us. And two, don't ever say that again. That was disgusting. Hearing Vag once, I don't even know how to say the whole thing. I'm saying the Vag. I just hate, I don't like it. It sounds like.
Hear the word moist, you're like, ew.
I don't have a problem with the word moist. I love cake. You know what I mean? And there's nothing you can do. You can't describe it any other way than that. It's soft and wet. It's like, okay, this is ridiculous. And you know, a pie, you can't describe a pie. You wouldn't describe a pie as moist. That's a soup or something, you know? It does.
Pie?
Cake pie.
Right in your fucking face.
And PFT, Paul F. Tompkins, settle that. Cake pie versus everyone knows. Cake is better.
I disagree, but
okay.
Ice cream cake.
Everyone forgets about frosting. This is his bit. This is Paul F. Tompkins' bit, and I agree with him. Don't forget about frosting. But here's the thing. Here's the bit, and this is why. And it's also very true. He goes, because you can enjoy the ingredients of a cake by themselves because of frosting. So if you have stuff to make a cake, or if you have stuff to make a pie, you don't eat pie filling out of the fridge. You eat icing.
You know what I do.
Talk about anarchy. Talk about anarchy. That's bunker shit. And that's the last thing you eat, which is.
You gotta prepare. Practice.
Just
you learn from those zombies.
That'd be great.
And I'm going to be fucking eating pie filling like a fucking survivor.
That would be great if you were a survivor, right? And you take in, like, the movie. What is the fucking tough movie? Oh, I hate my face. Cloverfield, right? The second Cloverfield? Yeah, when he's in the bunker, right? Yeah, when he's in the bunker. But so you get stuck with this dude, but then unfortunately he prepped, but it's just all the food is canned pie filling.
Lemon pie filling. Or whatever, you're like, lemon pie filling? How even is this?
Y'all like key lime? Well, I've got only the filling.
Actually.
For the rest of your fucking existence. Dude, Adam. The fact that you're trying to be like, you don't understand. Pie filling not being cooked is so different than icing. Icing is so superior.
I'm trying to make
you. Well, you're making me piss off because you're trying to be right. You're wrong. Be wrong. Because that's the problem with this, is you try to get it. No. You're wrong. That's fine. Because if you're not, you're eating pie filling on this fucking podcast.
You know what?
I'm snapping at you like my sassy sister.
Eat pie filling on this fucking. Just, I don't even really believe in this, but now I will.
Cool. You're eating pie filling. I will have some icing.
You'll eat pie filling.
It'll be the only thing I have that day.
I carry pie filling.
Great.
You can pick pie filling, and I'll eat that.
Oh, that's a dangerous game. Cool. Right. I'll do that.
We want YouTube subs.
I hope you love apricot.
I do. It's like peaches. You fuck.
Okay. You're forgetting about so many. I'm going to make you. They definitely have prune pie, and I'm going to get you. You're going to be so constipated or diarrhea. I can't remember which one.
Diuretic, I think.
It's a diuretic, right? Yeah.
100%. All right. So, over and under it.
It's a good pod. We're having fun. It's New Year. Shit's falling down. There's water coming down in the studio. Right. It's great.
You want to do you first? Like, you, this would be for you?
Do me, you dirty bitch.
Okay. Fishing. So, what do you think about fishing? I'm going to guess. So, okay. Underrated, overrated, perfectly rated. For you, you're like a fucking nerd with outdoor stuff. Like, I like to hike. I think I'm better than you. Oh, man. But you don't fish on those nights. You just fucking climb rocks like a fucking weirdo.
Like a superhero?
Nope, didn't say that. Your words, not mine. But then you're like, fishing's like, I don't think it's fishing manly or not. Just part of an outdoors. You know what? All right, I'm gonna hold up my card. No. Just what do you say? Perfectly. I'm gonna say it's perfectly rated for you.
My answer to the question. No, it is. Yeah, I would say it's perfectly rated.
Yeah. See. All right. I was gonna go with underrated because they're gonna be like it's like an important quality or skill or something. I don't know. But I was like, no. I think he's gonna think it's perfect. I think I never really hear you talk about fishing.
Let's amp this up too. I feel like we can even make this better.
Okay.
Because I don't know your rating on this. I think because it's outdoors, I would say that you're just going to be like, it's overrated. Because it's outdoorsy. So it's like, why the fuck would I even give a fuck? And perfectly rated would mean that you were a reasonable person. You're not. So I figured you were going to be like, it's wildly underrated, and that would be the argument. But I want to almost argue for overrated. I do want to argue for overrated. And I'm wondering, were you going to go perfectly rated? I think
Just switch categories so we don't.
I got you. No, I got you. But fishing, seriously. No. Let's talk about Fish Bros for a second. This is what I mean. What is your thought? How much of fish culture?
Overrated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's overrated. What I was. Yeah.
100% overrated, dude.
I agree.
Do you remember that thing from like, oh man, like last summer, maybe it was like last spring, where it was like it was such a big deal. This video transcended like fish talk and like fish Twitter. Like it was like into like the mainstream where they were like some guy was like wading fish in some fishing tournament.
Yes, I did hear about that.
You were like going to kill that guy on the dock, dude. That was a big deal. And I was like, wife, who cares, right? You know, like the whole time I'm like, okay, but again, they're like, it's for money. Everybody cheats. So, like, everybody cheats for every sport ever. So like, it's no different. You just got caught. Yeah. You're still fishing. Like, you're in a boat, throwing a rope, and fish are dumb. So, it's not that hard. You know what I'm saying?
the culture of fishing, it gets to be a little, it's interesting. The only problem why I my sensible self went to perfectly rated is because it's still a fucking skill. Like my nephew, Rocco, I'm talking jigging frogs, which is, you can't even say that anymore.
Not to interrupt you, but it's to your point. I don't think going to on a boat and just throwing a line over a boat is skill, right? Because children do that. I think like deep sea fishing is a little harder. Like commercial fishing is, like that's more of a skill, you know. Or yeah. Like I think just going to a dock, getting hammered with your boys, and being like, "All right, like that's come on, dude. Like that's not a fucking skill." Again, children do it. So like, I think certain types of fishing and catching crustacean is skillful.
Yeah,
I think it's subjective. Is my point.
No, obviously, yeah, no, obviously, but my first intuition was overrated because the fish folk are fucking, it's a whole thing. Unless you talk to the fish, I'm saying the people that make it their identity, I'm talking the fish hook guys in the hat, which also is a Jesus thing, I know, but most of the time it's a fishing guy, like, you know, that kind of thing. Then you got fly fishermen where it's like, dude, you got like a vest on, you look like a dink. Yeah. You know what I mean? You look like such a dink. I know it's majestic. I've seen on Golden Pond, I think is, that's not the right one.
Like, aren't we fly fishing usually also bear? Like they usually have to coincide with each other. Like,
that's kind of more badass. And I forgot about that because they're fighting over the same animal.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, see?
It's a much deeper topic than we thought.
I told you, it's subjective.
All right, do the next one. Let's see.
All right. So this is for me. So this is, here, we're going to do, we'll be back into it.
Let's get back into it, guys. Yeah.
Scratch off lottery tickets.
You think they're, this is easy. Yeah. You think they're underrated. I think you think they're underrated.
Okay, why do you think I think they're underrated? I'm not going to give you my idea. I'm going to hear your logic.
I think because you're a man of the people in a lot of ways. It is trashy, but you come from that. So unless you kind of, you know, like it's, then you're being like kind of, you know, too good for it or erudite, like, you know, like you're being like snubbing it and putting your nose, looking down your nose, which you typically don't do. You know, you're, yeah. That hate's reserved for liberals. No. Well, it's reserved for both parties. So yeah,
it really is.
But yeah. So yeah, I think for a couple of those reasons, and then also the chance to win, it's gambling. You know, in a way, it's small time as shit, but it is gambling. So I was thinking, yeah, you thought it was underrated.
Oh, buddy, you know me very well. You nailed it. It's almost for the exact reasons. I fucking love getting lottery scratch-off tickets. And
scratches?
Fuck it. I don't win ever. I actually won $50 recently on one my parents gave me. But, like, I don't give a shit. I'm like, thank you. This is a good gift. I could win potentially thousands off this. I am trash, and it is trashy, and I like it.
Let's not even get into...
Gambling. No, you're right. Here's my other part. It feeds my gambling ego. Oh, I had a rough weekend of gambling. So, like, it was rough. I actually had a rough few weeks. So, it feeds into that a lot. So, it's like, yeah, I fucking love... I know it's a scam. I know it is. Especially, like, I think the last two the billionaire ones that won, or the close to $1 billion ones that won, were both bought in like the same store in like California or something like that, which is like insane, right? So it's like, that has to be fixed. I know it is. I don't even care. I'm still going to do it. Like, I'm still going to. NFL's fucking fixed. All sports are fixed. I still bet. I'm an idiot. I don't care. I'm a fucking gambler. I got to gamble. So yeah, you nailed it. That was it.
Awesome. Let's not even forget about the possible sweet, sweet feeling, especially for maybe some people that are on the spectrum, you know, of just the scratching.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you give me a stack of those. If I, like in, I'm talking Jimmy Buffett style hamburger on the beach or whatever the fuck, you know, like me just in a chair hanging, gotten some stuff done already, having a daiquiri. Just give me a stack of those things, man.
I'll go trade autism.
I'll read a book and then I'll do that for trade autism. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Because all I heard was, I would trade autism for. Hold on. Wait, what are you trading autism? I don't.
My dad was calling me. I wanted to fucking.
Is that on Wall Street?
I wanted to. No, I would go straightism with that and just be like.
Oh, yeah. So fun. Yeah, it would be so satisfying when you take a break for a sip. Like, just. Ooh, can't get my back. I'm going to get right back to the scratching. See, I'll take scratching like that and that kind of activity over any pimple popper bullshit. I hate the fucking... I know some women are out there like, I love popping pimples.
People watch that shit. Like, it's disgusting. I know I get the... I guess, like, animalistic likeness. So, cause it's like the spelling sticks.
Tension. Tension released. Yeah, tension released.
Disgusting. I will never watch that. All right. So you nailed it. All right. Let's do one more each and then go for the pluggies. okay. Temporary tattoos.
When was the last time you had to think of something was they can't be underrated. This was tough too. Well, this was tough. Yeah, because you and I feel like, all right, well, but to be clear, we're talking chintzy like kid. Oh yeah, I say that anymore. Forgot about that. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah, I know. I forgot that you're not. Whatever. Anyway, I already apologize. I forgot.
I didn't need the etymology of that.
China, chintzy.
Oh, it's just okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot. It's guys, trash from South Jersey. Give me a break. But yeah, man, because that's what you're picturing, the same thing, the stick ons, literally like the at licking stick, like
the Hanno ones, like,
yeah, it can't, or, well, now we've gotten better where they'll give you, you know, actually like kind of ones that'll sink into the skin a little bit, but they come off and it allows you to sit with the tattoo for a long time now. And coward. I kind of like that. Coward, definitely coward. Fucking coward.
You do it and then get cover ups like I had to fucking do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's part of the tattoo culture, you scumbags.
It's a rat, bro. It is absolutely a good thing when, if you're young and stupid, and I will also put it out there for the old and stupid, because a lot of people. Older, they're 50, you know, they hit a thing, they get a tattoo.
That happened to my dad. My dad did that. You know that? We haven't talked about that, but my dad did that. My dad, dude, funny, it's actually really some of sidebar story.
Yeah, hit it.
So, obviously, I'm still living at home. I was like older. I was like, what, 19, 20, maybe even younger, 17 maybe. But yeah.
Not important. Okay, got it.
But that era, and, you know, see what did my whole fucking life. One day, I see like this black mark on his ankle. I thought he like got a serious like injury, like he cut himself. Right. And it was like scar healing. I'm like, yo, the fuck happened to your ankle? He's like, nothing. And I was like, that's a weird answer. I'm like, what do you mean nothing? He's like, nothing. I'm like, nah, show me. And he's like, no.
Wait, hold on. You're absolutely right. That is a weird answer because he's just like, I dinged it. Don't worry about it. I'm all right. And then you might have never even thought it, but because he said nothing, like you're like, that's something. That is something.
Like that. He's not like, he's not like to be like a short, be like, never, like, don't worry about it. Like, he's like, my dad, like, will talk to you about it. Like, oh, like with this, or it was just like, don't worry about it. And I was like, okay, well, that's not typical of you. So I was, so I was like, what? And it was like a little tattoo thing of a design he drew when he was like a teenager.
Oh, God.
Very gay.
It's so bad.
Very gay.
And it's poorly drawn, obviously.
I wish I had a picture of it. It's
he drew it when he was a kid. He's not an artist. I know that for a fact. That's insane.
I got a picture because if I remember correctly, it kind of looks like a KKK ghost.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, what he drew was what he thought a character in Lord of the Rings looked like, because he loved Lord of the Rings.
Like a wraith or something. Right. Okay.
Not even who. Not gotcha. Important.
Okay, yeah.
But it's kind of like, you know, like a ghost body with kind of like a ghost head. But it kind of, and it's blue. It's not like white. It's like blue with red eyes, I think, or black. It's probably black now with red eyes. But it kind of had, if I remember, I could be.
It's a long time ago. I get you.
I should have been like, can you take a picture of your ankle?
Hey, Hey, Dal. You going, Dal? Hey, Dal, why don't you pull up that skirt a little bit? Why don't you take a picture of that ankle? You know what I mean?
Like my mom, very anti-tattoo.
Okay.
This is before I got mine.
Ankle is
before I got mine.
So ankle is feminine, too.
I hide it.
Ankle's kind of, but it's feminine. It's weird that it's, I mean, well, Dad's tall black socks, so makes sense.
White socks. All white socks.
White socks, excuse me. Forgot the generation.
He tried to hide it from my mom. She's so anti-tattoo, and he has like a 14-year-old man like hiding this like an ankle tattoo. But yeah, I was definitely younger. That was before I got my tattoo. So like I had to be like a young teener.
Right. Okay.
Young teener.
That's fucking funny, dude.
That's such a funny, like, he's not here from my mom, like a 40-year-old man.
He'd have to, and it's,
and he's like, I was like in midlife crisis for sure.
One wrong spot. He should, I mean, you can do a tattoo on the underside of your foot, but he's a married man who, where would you put it? You have to put it in your armpit, your asshole, your foot, the bottom of your foot. Like,
yeah, dude, it's so funny.
If you're straight married, which is dumb because I'm sure. Hey, dude, if you're getting plowed from behind from your wife, good for you, dude.
Yeah,
you're figuring it out.
Whatever. Yeah, it's a miserable time for you.
Also, though, if you don't want to be doing that and you're doing it,
that's rough. Or you love your wife. I don't know.
Speak up, dude. Speak up. Me too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
No, sorry.
Leave old men. That's what I said.
We flipped the paradigm. Alright, no, it's so stupid.
That's what we gotta do. We gotta flip the back.
Dude, I'm taxed. This is not the height of my comedy. I am fucking, this is abysmal, but it's a lot of fun. That's the point. It's 2024. Who gives a shit?
Nothing matters.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because so many people our age are like weirded out. Like, because they're like, 2024 sounds weird. It just sounds weird. That's what I've been hearing from, like, I'm not kidding, not prompted. Just like, just a weird, it's weird. I was like, yeah, you're getting, I think my theory is you're getting into the point now because of movies and the technology that we had and it's progressed that. It does sound weird because we've always thought of it future-wise. You know what I mean? So it just sounds weird. So yeah, 20
was 20 something.
Right. So 2080, literally brought up last night. I mean, they're like 2080. Just like they were like, oh, have you ever thought about like kind of what age you'll be when it like 2080 or something? And that was, and I was like, oh yeah, I have done that. You know, and a couple people were like, yeah, I'll be 75 or something. And they're like, it sounds so weird, 2080. It sounds, and I'm like, this is movies and shit. This is movies. Yeah. Like,
that's 100%. You know, let's do plugs and then let's go back to the game.
Yeah, I got you.
So let's do.
Music was up too loud and then Adam turned it down. Adam Nutter, where are you going to be, dude?
Yeah, come follow me on Twitter and all the other stuff. Come at Adam Nutter on all the good stuff. And then come see me do stand-up on the road.
Does the music sound loud in your headphones, or is it just loud in mine? Okay, got it. Keep going.
Do you see this? No, you don't see this.
No, it's not shared yet. Boom.
Come see me on the road. Actually, Neil and I will both be in Norwalk together on the 12th, so coming out to that. Then Jacksonville with Sarah Bell and Blaze Gagay is going to be there. And then Connors, Georgia Jacksonville 119. That's the convention, the LP convention. Just get tickets to the show. Fuck the convention. Who gives a shit? Just go to the show. The 26th, 27th of January, I'll be in Conyers, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta, doing the Georgia LP convention. Again, same thing. Just get tickets to the fucking show. Me, Sarah Bell again. February 23rd, I'll be out in Costa Mesa. And the 24th, LA. Hopefully, Neil will come to me with one of those. And then April 12th and 13th, Corpus Christi, Texas. Again, maybe Neil will come with me. And then 419, Duluth, Minnesota, which they actually asked me not to bring anybody because they have two local guys.
Nice.
So I'll be by myself in Duluth. But everyone else, every other show, I'll have somebody with me. Hopefully, Neil will come to some of these if he can. And yeah, get the great Sarah Bell and the other ones. So
Sarah's great.
Yeah, she's great. And I'll listen to 5 Till Midnight, which I am recording later tonight at 8 o'clock. We go live on Monday, every Monday at 8. So come listen to that.
It's an exclusive podcast. I cannot get on it. I don't know what is going on over there. It is so hard to get on.
We hate you. So that's why.
No, it's I know there's probably a lot of shit talking over there, and I appreciate it, actually.
No, we just make fun of Sam for being the most liberal out of all of us. So he takes the burden of all.
Yeah, so you already got a straight man. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to go. Go check that out. Again, youtube.com/5till midnight. Please subscribe and thank you. Deal.
Yeah, you can check out all my stuff at IamNeilWood.com and follow me at IamNeilWood on all social media. Like and subscribe my YouTube page and all that kind of cool stuff. You can go over to JamesWood.com, JamesWoodArt.com if you want to check out some of my artwork or hire me for some stuff. And, of course, you can go over to IamNeilWood.com if you want to check out more dates. So check out all the stuff there. I appreciate it. We got some great stuff coming up from Drop Tent Media Network, which Adam and I started. So check out all our shows coming up. We've got January 5th. We'll be in South Philadelphia on South Street at Crown of Creation. Come check us out there. Then Myers is every second and fourth Friday. So come out to those great shows. We got great lineups for you coming. And Wissahickon, January 26th in Philadelphia. Come out to that. Wissahickon Brewing Company. They're great. It's a great show. So come on out. We got Steve Rinaldi headlining that one. So we got some great stuff. So I will see you guys soon. And yeah, I will try to see you on the road on some of those dates. You know, someone's got to run this network. So I know Adam's just in the background doing stuff. But check out all Adam's stuff too. Sarah Bell's great. You'll have a ton of fun there. It's super funny. So go to those shows. So check out drop10.com. Like and subscribe our YouTube page. And of course, support this podcast. Go to Cult of Us and check us out. Our YouTube page is there. You'll love it. Give it a like and subscribe. But check out some merch. You can go over to drop10.com/cultofus and get into the store and check out all our shit. Follow it. You can grab a t-shirt, a hat, a sweatshirt, all kinds of cool stuff, different colors, different designs. You know, do what you want. We appreciate it. Everybody helping us out, so thank you so much. And of course, you can grab a Patreon subscription. Go to patreon.com/cultofus, and $5 a month. It's just one thing. That's it. That's all we got. Nice and simple. You get a bunch of extra content, and that's the deal. All right, you get a t-shirt. We're gonna send you. We're gonna do. There's movie watches with us. Some horrific movie watches, actually. Check those out.
In the sense of like
some horror movies, and also just terrible movies.
Right, that's what we mean.
Yeah, that
man was terrible. I hate that movie. I think about the movie all the time. How much I hate it.
Yeah,
potential. Such fucking potential.
I know. It's tough. It's
stupid.
I love it.
I hate you.
I know. But check out our stuff. Join our, you know, jump on for the MMA fights on Discord. And you get all that kind of cool stuff. And patreon.com/cultofus. We appreciate you. What up, hot dogs?
Yeah. All right. We'll go round two.
Yeah.
So, contemporary tattoos is a rough one. Let's do a better one. Oh, this is too easy for me. Way too easy. I can't do that one. It was koalas. That's what you know my answer. We're gonna do this instead for me. Melatonin.
Oh, okay.
Melatonin. You guess it for me. I'll pick one for you after this.
I don't even know how much knowledge you have of melatonin, so it's kind of a shot in the dark. Okay. Well, I just don't know how much experiences you had, or if you formed an opinion.
I'll give you.
You don't have to. No. Let me just blind in the dark. Go off the cuff. Right. Hey, it doesn't. It's yeah. I'm saying too much of my thoughts, I guess. Let's go. Probably just perfectly rated to be safe. Yeah. I think it's just.
I'm going to go overrated because maybe this is an Adam problem and I have too high of a tolerance for all drugs. Because, like, melatonin never worked for me. I've tried it. I've taken, like, a lot of it. I want to try, like, OD on melatonin, if so to say. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm fine. Like, nothing happened. So gosh. I think I just have too high of a tolerance for it, but, like, apparently it works. Right?
I took it once recently. I've never taken it.
Did it work?
I took one, and I think it was only like, I don't know, I only know weed analogies, so it's like 5 milligrams or whatever, you know what I mean?
For weed?
I think it's milligrams. The weed was a blend, but somebody had some, and I was like, oh, yeah, I guess it helps sleep. That's cool, that's what I'm after. So,
I like to think, like,
I got a little sleepy, but I also, I'm sorry, I got a little sleepy, but I felt like I could have fought through it if I needed to, like, if I was using, it wasn't like knocked me out kind of deal, but anyway, sorry.
No, I like to think, like, melatonin entered my body like a club. Like, I thought it was like the hot shit in the new club. But then right. And like, I'm the fucking, I'll work, you know, I'm the new guy. And then it just meets like mushrooms and weed, and they're like, we're gonna fuck this guy up. It's like, this guy doesn't know what he's walking into.
Yeah, it's
like,
just it meets the Russian mob. It meets the Russian mob and a cartel group that's there. And it's like, what's up with this fucking
club.
Pussy?
Like, you run this club. We're gonna break your fucking legs, pussy. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Like, no. You're here now. It's like the scene in the Bronx. I was like, now you can't leave. And then lock the fucking door behind it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
that's me. I'm melatonin. So, for me, overrated.
Gotcha. Okay. It's
personal. So, I mean, it might, you know, to you at
it's
home.
It's fucking personal.
Listener might be underrated, but you're probably weak. So, you know. Okay. This is good for you. The filmography of Adam Sandler.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
This is actually hard, though, because, like, you're a movie guy, and you, like, we both love comedy, but you're, like, a nerd for comedy. Like, you love, like, you like the ins and outs of comedy. You like,
the filmography. So, here's the thing. That's interesting. Okay, I have my opinion. So, go.
I'm talking through what I think.
But remember filmography. I'm just going to reach on that. You can't, because that, I think that informs where I go with this, but
it's not up. It's just filmography.
Just the filmography. Saying,
yeah, but I'm thinking all this
or SNL or because it's not technically those aren't films; those are series.
I'm just movies. Just movies.
Cool.
Just movies.
All right. Good.
I'm going with it anyway. Okay.
Don't be bitchy.
So again, I'm not. This is all comedy related, and like I said, you're a comedy nerd. Like you love comedy, like the ins and outs, and like you love like the craft. And, like, some of the movies are just dog shit terrible. And, like, I know you find them hacky. I know you do. But, like, you would agree that, like, Billy Madison's great. So, like...
I'm doing weird stuff with my eyebrows just while you're thinking because it's dead air.
I don't know. I think you're going to say they're perfectly rated because there's a lot of shit in there, but there's a lot of bangers in there, too. So I think that's a good balance ratio of shit to good. Enough for you to be like, I think it's perfectly rated.
Damn it. That wasn't my first fucking pick, too, you son of a bitch.
It was?
Yeah, because I wanted to... it was tough where I was like, it can't be underrated. There's no fucking way his filmography.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just because there's too many... There are bangers, obviously. Punch Drunk Love or Punch... Yeah, Punch Drunk Love, I believe.
Waterboy.
I've watched
Madison, Adam. I mean,
Hustle. It was great. Many bombs.
Uncut Gems.
I know, but Hustle was also.
No, I'm thinking of another one.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I have one. Yeah, I'm waiting on. I haven't checked that one out yet. Sorry, I want to. I know it's good. Hustle was great. It's one of those things where there's a decent, but there's not enough to outweigh like Jack and Jill and like the amount of kind of bullshit.
Like a lot of like hack family movies lately.
Vacation. Like,
yeah.
Don't even start if you're like the stuff he produces. Listen, it feels bad saying that. Like, anyway, who gives a shit? Yeah, I like your shit, but not some of those are just like, dude, was this? How? Why? I know you're trying to fart in bathtubs. I agree, but you can't even enjoy those high.
Yeah, it's...
They're just so... Jack and Jill is...
Overrated. There's definitely a case we made for overrated, but it's like, again, those bangers, as I mentioned before, they're really good. Like, The Waterboy's really good. Like, it's a really good movie.
Sure.
Like it's...
The comedies and the serious stuff, they're bangers.
Yeah.
They're great movies.
They are. So...
Even the one that toes the line that is, I think, does the best is, I think, Marriage? Is it just called Marriage? No.
You're thinking of Adam Driver.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Adam Driver. So, yeah, I'm thinking that would be for Marriage. Yeah. Funny People. Even Funny People toes such a wonderful line of, like, relationship, and you have this character ending here, but it's built up on him. It's funny and it's sad, and it's so, like, even that one where it's like a great crossover. Yeah, man, it's tough, but yeah, I would say Perfectly Rated is the one I went with because I was like, I guess I want to go Underrated because there's just too many for the Giants. Some of those
too many.
And also, bad. Bucks, like, hard.
Terrible. Jack and Jill. I never even seen it, but like,
no,
I know it's terrible.
No.
Can we talk about how creepy 50 First Dates is?
It is. It's one of those I remember watching a couple times and realizing, or you've seen on a date a couple times, you know what I mean? And then you're like, this is kind of fucking
bro,
weird.
She wakes up pregnant a lot.
Yeah. But it's the conceit of the movie is like, you know, you're like, yeah, I mean, she's an immutable object. You know what I'm saying? And that from a writer's perspective, it's like, she's an immutable object. But you're right. Those moments, you're like, fuck.
Here's again, like, the movie, but put that shit to real life. Imagine every day you have to be like, watch this video. Don't freak out. Like, every day of your life until she dies or you die. It's like, and how is she going to care for a child? Like, that movie's fucking trash. And honestly, it's creepy. And no, I hate that movie.
It is a giant, I will say this, and I think even in the romantic com community, I think it's a perfect example of a romantic comedy that is self-flagellating. It is just beating its own dick. Because it's way too crazy of a premise to eventually go along with.
Yeah.
And then you realize you have to go along with it, and the movie then sets up, like, yeah, the rest of their lives. And you're like, yo, we get it. You love her.
People wake up and they're like, you're in labor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have a baby coming out of you. Like, that's insane.
Take it out of the context of, like, a natural occurrence. If this was a sci-fi movie and a scientist accidentally created a thing that did that, like, forgot and just reset. Let's just say it's a human, humanoid or something. You probably eventually just fucking kill it.
100%. 100%. You'd be like, first of all, I'm not telling this fucking brain dead bitch.
Maybe First Date should have been called A Week and Then a Bullet to the Brain.
It'd just be called Boom.
Just, the walkover headshot of just like, no, I got it. There we go.
Be like, can you just stare on the ocean in your knees real quick?
Yeah, there you go. Walk to the horizon. Walk to the horizon and just close your eyes. Just really take it in.
Yeah, just do this over your ears real quick. Just say it over your ears real quick. Again, don't worry.
Brutal. But yeah.
I mean, there's no way I would love anybody enough to be like, every day be like,
Frankenstein.
Me and Catherine rape you. This is the fuck. You love me. We have a baby. Every day would be that. Like, it's crazy.
Frankenstein's monster was put down like after a week. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. You know, the villagers are right. That book is wrong. I know the point of that book is like, don't judge. No, judge. That's burn that shit down. It can't be. It's against God for sure.
No, it's so terrible. It is terrible to think about, like, how that movie. Yeah, like, it's either just he eventually leaves.
Horrible.
If it ends in real life, like, a little more like, well, we get it. You love her, dude. But it's like crazy how much.
No, also. No. Also, like, what a another, like, you're so unfuckable and unlovable to every other non-brain damaged woman on the planet. You need the one brain damaged chick to fucking fall in love with you. Like, that's fucking,
I don't know. It's beautiful in a very crazy sense, but then, like, it just it as we're noting here, I think it makes for real life realization of it to be so dark. So dark.
Ever. Honestly, it's Serbian film, 50 First Dates.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I would kind of get you on that. Yeah.
One, two.
All right, so Perfectly Rated, friends.
Yes.
That's where we started. It ended with Serbian film, 50 First Dates.
That's a good ending.
I don't know if this podcast is good, but I gotta say, it's fucking something, dude.
It's something. It's
definitely fun.
We have fun here.
All right. I don't know if we're doing a page or whatever, but yeah, like, get over to our Patreon. Yeah, we could do something, I think. So fuck. But yeah, we should, because the hot dogs deserve it. They hate the name, I'm pretty sure. But that's part of it. I'm your fucking cult leader. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Mind your goddamn P's and Q's.
Hey.
All right. Mind your buns, you fucking hot dogs. So yeah, jump over to the Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. We will see you next time. This has been another day in the cult. I'm Neil Wood. Sam Nutter. Later.
It's your Pope again. What's up, everybody? Just a little reminder, go on to iTunes, rate, review, give us some love on Spotify if you're not doing it already. Adam and I are going to be all over the place doing stuff local and national, so check us out at I Am Neil Wood or at Adam Nutter. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye. That's a Pope fart.
Hi, I'm International Man of Mystery, Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m., where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a weekday comics? Our podcast, where we can be the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.